Back at Memorial Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermy. State semifinal game here tonight. Wimberley against Cold Spring Oakhurst, the team that knocked them out of the playoffs last year. Wimberley on our on this side of the field. They're the home team, the designated home team, and they'll be on their blue-on-blue-on-blue uniforms tonight. And the Trojans on the other side of the field with blue helmets and white tops and white bottoms and red and blue trim in their uniforms. Sherman Gilbert, numero uno, is his uniform number, Randy. He's the guy that we've got to look for. As you mentioned last year, a couple of hundred yards for the Trojans against Wimberley. And I thought it was interesting that Weldon Nelms, most of these coaches won't talk about redemption or making up for last year's loss, and they'll avoid that kind of talk. He just went out and said it. Some of these guys realize that they made us put our uniform up last year, and they knocked us out. And so this is absolutely kind of a grudge match for the Texans here tonight.
Yeah, and I purposefully mentioned the number of returning starters because every one of those guys, have a bad taste in their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
By all accounts, I was not at that game, but all accounts from what I've read, the Texans didn't have their best game that day. They had some drop balls, like Coach Nelms mentioned. Had some missed tackles, and they really want to come back and show these guys that, hey, we're players too.
And Sherman Gilbert, we may get our first look at the running back on the kickoff here tonight. He is back standing at his 7 or 8 yard line. He's going to be the deep man as Tino Avila will kick it off. 48 minutes possibly to Dallas Cowboy Stadium, and we are underway from Bastrop. It's a very, very short kickoff. In fact, it's going to go out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. And so right out of the chute, the Trojans will gain an advantage in field position, if nothing else, and they will be moving right to left on your radio dial. Again, great having you along on WimberleyRadio.com, per usual, and also 100.1 FM KDRP.
Yeah, Tano obviously was trying to kick it away from Gilbert on that initial kickoff there, but I certainly don't believe he intended it to be that short and go out of bounds.
They're going to get the ball at the 40-yard line. Well, let's see. They may back them up and try kicking the ball. No, they're going to get it at the 30-yard line, I should say, and so that's where the Trojans will take over. It's quarterback Alfred Scott who runs the offense, and mostly what Alfred does is pitch it back or hand it off to Sherman Gilbert, his running back. So we'll get a very early look at Sherman Gilbert, Gilbert with over 2,200 yards rushing on the season.
Now, Alfred will tuck it away and keep it every now and again, Mike. He has 54 carries for 293 yards. Of course, when you're the quarterback, it's always kind of skewed.
It's Colton Monroe who's going to get it. 35-40. He's got the first down. So the number two running back really in that backfield, he picks up 11 on the first play from scrimmage.
Now, like I mentioned in the pregame show, you can't take your eye off of Sherman Gilbert or, in that time, Colton Monroe. Just a dive off the right side, right tackle there. And they did a good job coming in isolating the linebacker and had some room to ramble, saving tackle there by the secondary.
And they move quickly from the line of scrimmage. You're right, a lot like Taylor. Now this is pitch left. It's Gilbert. He's tackled in the backfield, though, wiped out in the backfield. And that is Dennis Smith, and he lost 4 yards on that play, Randy. Big play by Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis Smith did a great job on that play, fighting off his block, getting back in there, actually dove down to make a tackle, lose 4 yards on the play.
Gilbert had no running room whatsoever, Randy. Smith really was able to penetrate that line of scrimmage and get in there and get at Gilbert's legs.
Well, they play him all over the defensive side of the ball, and that time they had him lined up over here on this right defensive end, playing him back a little bit.
And this is Monroe right side, and he's not going to have much running room either. Picked up a couple of yards, but then he swarmed under by a bevy of Texans.
Yeah, good job fighting off the block on that particular play. Kobe Kelly was able to step up and fill the hole that time, where last time he was blocked bad. This time he was able to step up, make the tackle.
Spotted at the 39-yard line of Cold Spring. It'll be third down and 12 now early. So Weldon Nelms' club has a good third down situation here on defense. And Scott will go into the shotgun formation for the first time. Gilbert is in motion. He's going to get the handoff, moving right side 40 and out to near the 45-yard line. A pickup of 5, but not nearly close to the first down. And Cold Spring will be forced to punt.
Yeah, great, great, great defensive stand by the Texans. You know they want to come out in this game and set the tone. Interesting that time the Trojans lined Gilbert way out here on the left side, and then they ran a little speed sweep trying to get him around that right side because of his speed, and a good job by the Texans to stop him.
Here's Caleb Morrison now to punt the ball away. Left-footed punter, and he kicks. It's kind of a short one, taken by Brennan Blakemore at the 30. Oh, he slipped at the 34-yard line. He was trying to reverse his field, as he is wont to do, and he kind of spun out there at the 34-yard line, and we'll get our first look at this Texan offense.
And like I mentioned in the pregame show, the kicking game for the Trojans is, I believe, going to be their Achilles heel. If this game does play close, it's certainly going to that could be the difference in this game. Blakemore that time had to run up about 10 steps to catch that ball. Started out to the left, and when he tried to spin around, slipped on the turf.
And he fell at the 34-yard line. I guess they say his knee hit on the 32-yard line. At any rate, I formation, Trinity Wilson and Colby Kelly behind Brady Lambert, the quarterback, who is directly under center on first and 10. Play action, looking deep, looking over the middle. He's got Blakemore, caught at the 40, and down to the 37-yard line is Brennan Blakemore. Big play right out of the chute, Randy, 20, 25 yards.
And there wasn't anything deceptive about that at all. A little play action to Trinity Wilson in the backfield, and Blakemore just lined up over there in that left wide receiver spot. Came kind of on a post pattern across the middle of the field. Great to see them make that. You know, I have to admit, the last six quarters of football, their passing game hasn't been all that spectacular.
Now it's at the 38-yard line of Cold Spring. First and 10 for Wimberley. Big play on the first play from scrimmage. I formation again. Pitch left to Trinity Wilson. Looking for running room, and he's going to be brought down after picking up a couple of yards to the 36-yard line.
Boy, Kedrick Harrison showed right there why he's an all-state linebacker. He came up extremely fast and tackled Trinity as he was trying to get around that left edge.
Be second down and 8 now from the 36-yard line. Wimberley on the move. Texans' first possession of the ball game. Lambert will go into the shotgun for the first time. He'll have Trinity Wilson a step or two to his right. Barking out signals, he's got two wide receivers on each side of the field. Long count, back to throw. Looking over the middle, looking, good protection. Now he's going to flip it out into the left flat, incomplete. He had Burt Shell over there, but I think Brady was just trying to throw the ball away more than anything else, Randy.
Yeah, he was looking down the field, definitely wanting to go down there. Had Burt Shell going, had Dennis Smith going deep.
Right.
He was well covered, though, and Burt Shell was his little outlet there, and Kedrick Harrison was right on his back, so really a smart play to throw that away by Lambert.
Now a third down and 8 play, Randy, so we'll get a look at this Texan offense in long yardage territory. Kelly and Wilson in the backfield with Lambert. A lot of the Wimberley fans on their feet. They're pretty serious about this game tonight, too. Here's Lambert, back to throw, looking, now scrambling right. Looking right, still looking, throwing it to the sideline, caught, down to the 25-yard line. It's Burt Shell, and that's a first down, a pickup of 11.
Yeah, Burt Shell went on a go right over here on our near sideline on the offensive right. And whenever Lambert started to get into trouble at heavy pressure, he's rolling over his right. Burchell did a smart play, turned around and came back to him and was wide open as he got separation away from that cornerback.
And Lambert's so good, Randy, at scrambling but keeping his eyes down the field, and that was certainly an example of that. And now this one, this play is going to come from the I formation. Lambert directly under center. And Dennis Smith is dotting the I on this play. Let's see if Dennis gets it. He's been the designated touchdown man the last few weeks. Fumbled snap. Give it off to Smith, though. And he's got 5. Still on his feet. He's got 10. Inside the 15-yard line is Dennis Smith with a pickup of 11.
That was almost a disaster there. Lambert had trouble getting the handle on the handoff. Ball actually hit the ground, picked it up, handed it off to Smith as he was going by. Smith just puts his head down and bulls his way forward.
14-yard line now, and Smith, not surprisingly, is staying in the game at running back. And that was just hard running right up the gut that time by Dennis Smith. First down and 10 from the 14-yard line. Wimberley knocking on the door early. No score so far. Here's the fake to Smith. Lambert has it now. He's got the 10. Inside to the 5, and the down is Lambert at the 5-yard line. It'll be a 9-yard gain for Brady Lambert.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see a lot of that tonight. Again, that defense for the Trojans, so quick picking up, trying to follow those running backs. At that time, the entire defense shifted over to the right, and Lambert went over. The defense shifted to the right, and Lambert went to their left.
And Cold Spring Oakhurst now, Randy, going to take a timeout and That defense is going to have to get its act together because Wimberley has looked very, very impressive here early with 8:01 left to play in the first quarter. No score from Bastrop.
And you couldn't script this any better so far. On their first carry, the Trojans did pick up a first down, but then the Wimberley defense stopped them, forced them to punt. Now they're driving down the field, looking very well, doing it, mixing it up with the run and the pass. I don't think you could ask for any more, Mike. It looked great.
Yeah, I think you're right. And another sign, if you look for these sort of fate-type things, Randy, when you avert disaster and turn chicken stuff into chicken soup, they drop that snap, and then he gives it to Smith, and he gains 11 yards. That could have easily been disastrous. Instead, it was an 11-yard gain. So if you like fate and you like putting your chips on things like that, it has to look good for Wimberley as well. Now Wilson's in the backfield. Teams are back on the field, ready for the snap. Lambert, second down and one from the 5-yard line. Shotgun. He's going to throw it out right side to Burchell. He's inside the five. He's inside the end zone for a touchdown. Hunter Burchell, and Wimberley's on the board first.
Split out, and had two receivers on each side. Three of them went deep into the end zone. I was kind of looking for him maybe to throw that little fade to Blakemore over there on the left side. Burchell just took one step forward, turned around, and caught the ball, and good running after the catch to get into the end zone. Nice job.
Well, the Trojans may have been looking for Blakemore too, Randy, because Burchell didn't have a lot of folks around him when he caught the ball, and then he was able to step into the end zone. Here's Tano Avila now. He's going to kick the extra point here with Reed Jones holding. The kick is up and high and into the dark night, and with 7:56 remaining in the first quarter, Wimberley 7 and Cold Spring Oakhurst nothing.
Again, how do you like that? You couldn't have scripted that any better. Good defensive stand. Smart choice, obviously, by Coach Nelms there to defer to the second half. And, boy, what a great way to start this game offensively.
Yeah, offensively. And, of course, they got the ball after the defensive stop as well. You're right. It couldn't have been scripted any better. Brady Lambert, this is another good sign. Never mind that fate stuff I was talking about a while ago. If your quarterback is 3 out of 4 for 41 yards and a touchdown on the first drive, that's also a good sign and a lot more tangible than that fate stuff.
Well, I'm still chicken what to chicken soup?
Chicken stuff.
Chicken stuff.
To chicken soup. Yeah, you've heard of that, haven't you?
Must be those feathers they live in their nest
that's
or something.
Right. I think that's something I picked up from my dad, Randy. He kind of had different wording for it, but that's close to what he used to say.
Yeah, I'm sure. Showing your rural roots again there,
that's
Mike.
Right. My West Texas is showing up now. Tano Avila now will kick off. Good crowd on hand here tonight, Randy. It is a wonderful facility.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's only a few years old. And, I know that I've seen, I mentioned to you off air that I'm entered the realm of some of the high school football blogosphere. I'll tell you more about it here in a minute, yeah.
Here's the kickoff now, taken at the 12-yard line by Monroe. He's running right side, but he's running out of room, and brought down at the 15-yard line is Monroe.
Yeah, the kick was to the right, and the return man was trying to go to the left. That was textbook coverage there by the Texan kickoff team to keep him from going around that left side where he was wanting to go.
Yeah, that was a great job, and I believe that was... Was it Cade Davis who made that play over there?
I didn't get the number.
I believe so. And at any rate, the ball is going to be at the Cold Spring 15-yard line. First down and 10 now for the Trojans. And we'll see if they can answer Wimberley here. 7:50 remaining, first quarter. Wimberley 7-0 in this state semifinal game. Give up the middle to Monroe. Nothing doing. He's wiped out at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
A little trickery, or a good acting, I should say, not trickery, by the Trojans that time. Sherman Gilbert jumped up in the air like he was getting the pitch, and instead he turned around and handed off on a straight-ahead dive there to Monroe. Great defense by the Texans.
They're going to give him 1 yard out to the 16-yard line. That's charitable. It'll be second down and a long nine for Cold Spring here. Monroe and Gilbert again in the backfield. It's going to be Gilbert right up the middle. He's got the 20, and the ball may have come loose. Wimberley's jumping up and down. Let's see who has it. No indication. Wimberley says they have it.
Well, Dennis Smith is somewhat animated down there.
Dennis Smith is convinced that the Texans have this football. There has been no sign yet.
He's still waving his hand. He's going to convince them one way or the other.
The official is there in the middle, and they're talking things over. And they're going to give it to the Trojans. much to the chagrin of Dennis Smith and the Wimberley Texan fans.
He exercised his arm for 2 minutes there.
He did.
Trying to convince him. Hey, nonetheless, that was a good defense by the Texans. Again, they're trying to run in between the tackles and the interior defensive line there for the Texans are doing a fantastic job of shutting that down.
Yeah, Gilbert didn't have any room to run. So far for Sherman Gilbert, 3 carries, 5 yards. Here's third down and 5. It's going to be Monroe, and he's going to be stopped short of the first down, I believe.
He's going to be a couple yards short.
Give him a couple of yards gain, but he is just swarmed under, Randy, and that is gang tackling, the definition of it there. There was a half a dozen Texans around it.
Yeah, Nicolana stepped right up and met him right at the line of scrimmage. He's able to get a yard maybe, but what a fine defensive stand.
Yeah, and the defense has these Wimberley Texan fans on their feet. They certainly appreciate good defense. And the Texans should have wonderful field position here as the punt returners stand just barely in their own territory. Here's the kick. It's going to be a fair catch by Burt Shell, just a step or two inside of
you were going to mark it.
Cold
they're
Spring.
Going to mark it back.
Oh, my gosh. These guys are wearing me out already, Randy.
Hey, it's only the second possession.
I know. He caught it at the Trojans' 49-yard line. Evidently, though, the Texans are going to get it at the Texans' 49-yard line, and that's okay. We'll just go with that. 7-0 our score, by the way, with 5:57 left to play the first quarter.
They're giving it to him where he raised his hand to wave a fair catch, it looks like.
I guess so. Good grief. All right, now here's Brady Lambert. He has 4 wide receivers on this side of the field, nobody in the backfield with him, and Brennan Blakemore, the Lone Ranger, on the far side. Lambert, back to throw, flips it out right side. It's Smith. Look out, 45-40, 35-30. Dennis Smith down the right sideline to the 21-yard line, 32 yards, but a flag on the play. Hold everything.
Yeah, that's interesting what they're going to call this, where he threw it right at what might have been a block in the back.
The flag rest at the Cold Spring 42-yard line, they're definitely bringing this one back. See what the indication is. Yeah, it's going to be a holding call against Wimberley. So back that one up, and that's too bad for the Texans because that was a huge gain, and that would have put them near the red zone.
Yeah, a little surprise there that the Trojans actually fell for that. That had bubble screen on it all the way, and it certainly was. They threw the ball to Dennis Smith there on that little bubble screen, and he had good blocking out in front. Of course, with his speed, once he gets that head of steam going, he's very tough to bring down.
And
unfortunate that it came back.
And it was a spot foul too, Randy. So give Lambert the 9 yards on the completion. So they're going to back it up. It's kind of a weird deal. It'll be at the Wimberley 47. It'll be first down and 12 now. So it's not catastrophic, but certainly you'd rather be at the other team's 20 rather than your 47-yard line.
Well, and we don't want mistakes to kill drives. That's the worst thing that can happen tonight.
Lambert now again in the shotgun. He's just going to run it. Avoids a tackle. Looking for running room. He's got the 50. And nice little gain of about 5 down to the 47-yard line of Cold Spring.
And not really a draw play. Just a quarterback dive. And a little day tried a little play action with Trinity Wilson going to the left. And Lambert took the ball and plowed his way forward to pick up a nice gain.
Kind of followed Trinity Wilson right through the hole there. Among the UIL sponsors, we want to thank tonight Mueller Building Supplies, State Farm, and also Right Guard. Lambert now from the shotgun. It'll be second down and 6 from the Cold Spring 48-yard line is where they're going to mark it. Blakemore in motion coming toward us. Back to throw is Lambert. Setting up the screen, he's got Blakemore at the 50. Look out, 45. He's got the 40. Down to the 35-yard line is Brennan Blakemore. A pickup of 13, Randy.
Yeah, beautifully executed. We don't see them run that screen very often, Mike. That's the one that they kind of run in the middle of the field. Blakemore just kind of hangs around over there in that slot position. He floats in the middle, and nice run after the catch as usual by Blakemore.
And he is purely electric with the ball in his hands, Randy. I mean, he takes your breath away when you watch him with that football.
Boy, so does this Trojan defense, though. You don't usually see him surrounded that fast, and boy, they are quick to the ball.
They caught up to him. There's no doubt about that.
Uh-oh.
Now a flag before the snap thrown by the umpire. It's going to be a procedure call against Wimberley, so it'll be first down and 15 from the Cold Spring 40-yard line.
Yeah, I see Christian Heatley down there holding his helmet. Not unusual whenever the center is the victim of a false start like that.
He was trying to give him that little flinch.
I'm not sure what he did there.
I don't know. Here's Lambert now. Trinity Wilson is going to get it in the left flat, a little screen pass. He's got the 35 and down near the 30-yard line. A pickup of close to 10 yards, rather going to say 31-yard line. Pickup of 9 yards for Trinity Wilson.
Yeah, a little quick pass there on the left side. Good job there on that play. Dennis Smith and a nice block on the cornerback over there to spring Trinity Wilson to pick up that yardage.
Be second down and 6 now. Lambert now has already completed passes to 4 different receivers, Randy. He's 6 out of 7 for 72 yards, so a quick start by Brady Lambert. That's a great sign. And now Lambert is going to turn and call the timeout here, so Wimberley will take a timeout. Trojans marching here, Randy, at the 31-yard line, 3rd down and 6 for Weldon Nelms' team.
Yeah, I hate to see the couple mistakes that they've made on this drive. Had the false start, had the block in the back by Kelly, so... you know, they still are driving the ball. In fact, it's good to see them really move it, I don't want to say at will, but, boy, the passing game seems to be spot on tonight so far.
Yeah, it really does. You know, I keep thinking about the word purposeful, Randy, and the Texans seem quite purposeful here tonight. I see no indications of butterflies or anything of that nature. I mean, these guys look like they're pretty serious about their business.
Boy, all indications are, Mike, that they have showed up ready to play.
Blakemore, of course, catches the ball over the middle. It was good to see him get into the action. But again, Brady Lambert, 6 out of 7 for 72 yards.
Well, you know, if you go back to the second half of the Sweeney game, the pass production has been really diminished from what it has been all season long and really in the playoffs up to that point. So it's good to see that it looks like Lambert's got his mojo back throwing the ball.
2nd down and 6 now. Lambert is going to turn, and he's going to run it up the middle on his own. He gets it maybe to the line of scrimmage, and that's it, and where he is swarmed under there. So it'll be 3rd down and about 5.
Yeah, not much doing there. Play action to Trinity Wilson. Trinity Wilson went to the right, and Lambert tried to go carry the ball over the left side there between the guard and the tackle. And Trojans had nothing going there.
No, and you're right. You had mentioned that you had touched on it briefly, but you can tell the Trojans have a ton of speed on defense. You just don't run down Brendan Blakemore like they did a while ago.
And not just one guy. There were 4 guys immediately surrounded him.
Right. Now Lambert, he has 4 wide receivers on this side of the field. Again, it's Brendan Blakemore on the far side of the field. Lambert now taking a lot of time. The play clock's down to about 4, so he's going to have to hurry to get this one off. And he does. Looking right side. Throws it out to Dennis Smith, who slips. It's incomplete. And that'll set up a 4th down and an interesting decision here by Weldon Nelms on the 4th down and 5. Go ahead, Randy.
He tried to do that same bubble screen this time over here on the right side to Dennis Smith. And he was open, had the ball. The ball was thrown a little low, and he slipped while he was trying to grab it. So no production there. Oh, you know they're going to go for it. It's 4th down and 5, and they're at the
30-yard line. Clearly out of field goal range. So 4th down and 5. Wimberley fans on their feet. Lambert will have Trinity Wilson a couple of steps to his right in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Brennan Blakemore's in the slot on the left side, just FYI, on 4th down and 5. Lambert's going to roll right. Looking, throwing deep into the end zone. He's got his man. Oh, it's incomplete in the back of the end zone. Looked like he was trying to hit Birch. Is that Birch Shell or Holloman?
Has Birch Shell down there.
Hit him in the hands. It looked like he's pretty well covered, Randy. It would have been a spectacular catch. Very back of the end zone and over on downs now. Cold Spring will take over the football.
Yeah, Gerald Sykes, the cornerback for the Trojans, had good defense on him as he was going down the field. It did hit him in the hands, and he juggled a little bit. I'll tell you, the most impressive part about that whole play was Lambert rolled out.
Yeah.
How he chunked that ball down the field 40 yards so effortlessly.
And that's a sign that these guys are unafraid. He just winged it down there in the end zone. He only needed 5 yards. Pitch right to Gilbert. Gilbert now spin move out to the 35-yard line. And that is all. Pretty good run there. 5-yard gain. It'll be 2nd down and 5.
Gilbert showing a little bit of his speed there. He tried to spin out of a tackle, but he was still able to pick up 5 yards.
2nd down and 5 now for Cold Spring. Again, 7-0 Wimberley. 2:08 left to play in the first quarter. Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes from Bastrop Memorial Stadium. State semifinal matchup, Wimberley against Cold Spring. 2nd down and 5 now. Pitch left. It's Gilbert. He's got some running room, and he's trying to get outside. He's tripped up, but not before he got the 1st down. He got it out to the 41-yard line, a pickup of six, but it was a pretty hard-earned 6 yards by Sherman Gilbert.
Boy, it was. Kudos to Cade Davis that time, playing over here in that cornerback position, to dive in there, knock his feet from underneath him, because it sure looked like he had, if he got around that corner, he would have had some room to ramble.
Reed Jones popped him after he landed on the ground. I was afraid they might flag Reed for kind of a late hit. He came in there late. Nothing bad about it, but I thought it might have been a tad late. I'm glad they didn't flag him, though. 41-yard line. Cold Spring has it. Pitch right to Gilbert this time. Gilbert now is able to get about 4 yards out to the 45-yard line. It'll be second down and six.
And one of the things to notice here is they like to run to the wide side of the field. Again, they like to feed that ball to Sherman Gilbert and try to get him around the corner. And it looks like he's running a little stronger than he did that first offensive series. You know, maybe he got the butterflies out of his system.
So far for Sherman Gilbert, 6 carries, 20 yards unofficially.
You know, it's kind of like Joseph Sadler last week. You know, if we can just hold him to 150 yards,
that's right,
we'll probably win this game.
Feel like you've done a good job. Back to throw now is the quarterback. He's looking right side. It's complete over to the 42. It's Gilbert who gets it out to the 48-yard line, and that's not much of a gain. In fact, it's a gain of only 3 yards.
Yeah, quick out to Gilbert. Gilbert lined over on that play over there on the far right in a wide receiver position, and he took about 2 steps, turned around, and caught the ball.
It'll be third down and three now. 30 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Cold Spring completes its first pass with probably only one play remaining in the first quarter. Big play here, Randy. Third down and three. Gilbert is behind his quarterback. Pitch right. It's going to be Gilbert. He's going to be close to the first down. He got it past the 50. Needed to get to the 49-yard line. And they may have to measure this one.
I believe he reached his arm. Yeah, they're marking it. He reached his arm out there as he was going down, and they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, Alfred Scott, the quarterback, pitched it out. So a 3-yard gain that time for Gilbert. First down and 10 now. First down and 10 for Cold Spring inside Wimberley territory, and that is the end of the first quarter. Our first quarter is in the books. Texans 7, Trojans nothing. State semifinal game here in Bastrop. Stay with us. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
Support for this Wimberley Texan playoff game is made possible by Wimberley Rental, providing the greater Wimberley Valley with construction equipment rentals, land clearing equipment, and party supply rentals. Available at 512-847-3106 or stop by at 612 Melody Way, Wimberley, Texas. The entire staff of Wimberley Rental wish the best of luck during the playoffs.
This Wimberley Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by the Wimberley Ace Hardware, serving the greater Wimberley Valley with tools, building materials, holiday supplies, and more. Online at WimberleyAce.com or by phone at 847-2356. The Wimberley Ace Hardware proudly supports the Texans on their road to state.